Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
So hundreds of people gathered on O'Connell Street in Dublin last night for a hoax Halloween parade. There were photos and videos shared online showing crowds of people lining the streets waiting for this parade to begin. Now, while it may have been a fake event, does it show the potential for a large-scale Halloween parade in the city if it were to go ahead? Well, to talk more about this, I'll be speaking to TD for Dublin Central, Gary Gannon. First, I'm going to talk, though, to Stephen McDermott, who's editor with the journal Fact Check, to find out more about how the crowds came to gather on the streets, Stephen. You've been looking into this, so what happened?
Yeah, it's a kind of a bit of a mystery. People have seen images online, maybe they haven't, of, like, we're talking hundreds and hundreds of people here. You know, there's a very good crowd out on O'Connell Street, kind of in and around 7 p.m. last night. And the, kind of the next thing you notice, the Gardaí issued a warning. It was kind of around 8 o'clock, so people would have been waiting there on the street for about an hour. And the Gardaí said, you know, there's information circulated online that there's a parade happening in town. That's not actually happening, so if the crowds could disperse. So it seemed initially a bit of a mystery why all these people had gathered here. But we came across this website that was seemingly based in Illinois. It kind of is a Halloween-themed website, so it tells people about kind of how to make costumes and events happening around the world. And it mentioned this parade that was supposedly happening in Dublin from 7 p.m. So it was going to go from Parnell Square, north of the Liffey, down onto O'Connell Street and across the Liffey and into Temple Bar up towards kind of Christchurch. There's absolutely no event mentioned anywhere else that this is going to happen. You know, they do have legitimate events that are happening around Ireland on their website, but I don't know where they got this from. When you looked into the website a little bit more, it said it was based in Illinois, but actually when you went on its Facebook page, it seems to be run by a group in Pakistan. So Meta allow you to see the moderators of the Facebook page and where they're based, and it says that they're based in Pakistan. And the page itself says that, you know, it gives a Pakistani address and phone number and all that sort of thing. So yeah, it seems to just have been picked up initially. This event was described or written about on the Wednesday afternoon, so the day before Halloween, and seems to have been picked up on social media. So there's a couple of TikTok videos we found that talked about it, and thousands and thousands of people looked at them. So I don't know how people kind of caught it on to it on TikTok, but that seems to be where it comes from. And people obviously lined the streets last night to go along to it.
Yeah, it's just fascinating to see how that happens, you know, how it spreads like that. Because I had a look at that website this morning, and I don't know whether you would agree, it appeared to be AI generated, because at the end of the page it says conclusions, which would be a very strange thing to have on an events page. And it just seemed to be very sort of cookie cutter information in there about what was going to happen.
Yeah, this kind of term that's doing the rounds now at the moment about a lot of things you might see in the internet, whether it's images or text-based stuff like this, is called AI slop, right, which is when you use kind of generative AI for, it's kind of reads like spam almost, but I don't know, you might have seen, Claire, when you were on it yourself, you know, you go on this website, you know, and it's just all these pop-up ads. So
yes.
They're obviously generating this sort of content to get people's search. So as they did, if people can go and do it now, they can might even find this website. If you Google, you know, Dublin Halloween or Dublin Halloween parade, it'll come pretty high up on your Google feed. So people then click into that, and the website will generate ad revenue based on that. So like AI content, if people can just type something in and say, you know, generate me a description of a parade in Dublin that's happening on Halloween, that they can put that on the website. It's kind of very, very rudimentary, very simple to do. And these groups who are running these websites can kind of make money off that.
Right. And have you heard, you know, who fell for this? I mean, obviously hundreds of people turned out last night, but were there a lot of tourists there who maybe wouldn't have any idea that there wasn't going to be a parade on in Dublin on Halloween night?
Yeah, I think that's definitely part of it. Like one of those TikTok videos that I mentioned was, you know, the description on the video, it actually took footage from the Magnus parade that was in Dublin last year. So it obviously looked like there would be a Halloween parade in Dublin because there, you know, has been one in the past. But the captions on it were in Spanish, so it was obviously appealing to some kind of Spanish-speaking community that live here, or tourists who might have been here as well. So I would say, you know, a group like that might have been hooked in. you know, the thing that we always say when you're checking misinformation for people as well, is to kind of, if you see something like this and you're looking for details, like, don't Google it, go check it online. But of course, if you Google this, you're going to find that website and it's going to have details of the parade as well. So it's kind of a bit of a tricky one in terms of like getting around the problem.
Yeah, and look, a lot of people fell for it, but you're saying that it wasn't, it's likely that it wasn't someone playing a hoax just to have a bit of fun. It was more like people wanted to get eyes on ads on this website.
It doesn't seem like a hoax, yeah, because I mean, sometimes these hoaxes are kind of very one-off, but it's the website itself is kind of far too sophisticated for that. I don't know, you know, why you'd have, you know, you look at this website, all these details of costumes and, you know, events that you can do with your kids or like events that are happening around the world, just for this one event in Dublin. So, like I say, you go on that website, you see all these pop-up ads. Like, that is the hallmark of this thing that we're calling AI slop.
Yeah, they're looking for eyeballs, aren't they?
Precisely, yeah.
All right. Well, look, one thing that it has raised is that there may be an appetite for a Halloween parade like this, given that so many people turned out in O'Connell Street last night to see the event that was never going to happen. Gary Gannon, Social Democrats TD for Dublin Central. Before we talk about that, Gary, do you know anyone who turned up? Were you talking to anybody who was there?
I was, would you believe? A couple of the lads in my group chat were telling me that they were there. And the reason they were there, because the kind of fellas who would see a queue and just join it.
Right.
So they were just walking through town, saw the crowds and actually decided to stand with the crowds in expectation. And he actually told me that, like, the atmosphere was brilliant. You know, he was just walking around the city and he said all of a sudden they were standing still waiting for a parade. But he said everybody was in really good spirits. Everybody was having fun. And I think the realisation that dawned on them when the guards put out the disbursement notes, I think they felt like aged and they figured it might be in some form of a hoax, but actually turns out it was something quite different, in fact, and it's probably something that does require a little bit more attention. But I suppose it does actually raise the question of, well, why isn't there an annual Halloween parade through Dublin? You know, I was actually there for that Magnus parade. It was in 2017. I'm not sure if you've done it last year as well, the Galway Theatre Group. And, you know, it was the first time I remember ever actually really standing on the top of Henry Street, Capel Street, at about 9 o'clock in the evening. And it was brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, this is something that we could actually do very, very well. I think Dublin City Council, they've done a really good job in terms of some of the community events. So it's no kind of throwing arrows at Dublin City Council. It's just, there very clearly is an appetite. I think selling is something that's very important to ourselves. It comes from more than the Festival of Halloween. I've seen there was an event in Limerick last month. There was other events in Cork. And I don't want Cork having events that Dublin doesn't have.
Right.
So I think we could absolutely tap into something.
So Dublin should reclaim Samhain and perhaps put on a parade. Listen, on the serious side, though, coming into an election, it does say a lot about misinformation, you know, and how quickly it can spread.
But this is the thing, and it really does. I mean, even 5 years ago, we didn't have the concept of AI and how powerful it's going to be to our lives. And we're seeing that now. So I do think there's a job of work. I mean, we released our own digital policy and online safety documents on Monday. But I just think it's something people need to be very conscious of, but the state needs to be conscious of, be it through Commissioner Mann or any other kind of state body, that we can actually get, we can counter disinformation quickly. Look, I think there was another kind of funny example of Michael Healy-Ray putting out a fake AI endorsement from Taylor Swift during the week. I'm not sure if your listeners have seen it.
Yeah, saw that.
But that's quite funny. But then all of a sudden, when that becomes something a little bit more serious and people are putting out, for example, AI images of me saying something that I would never say contrary to my own values, I mean, that's something that's not too far off the horizon. So I do think we need greater kind of enforcement mechanisms through the state, through state bodies that can firstly, I think, counter those things quickly when they're happening and also find who's doing it and enforce sanction.
Yeah, but this was a tough one because as Stephen explained to us, they normally would say to people, Google something that you see on social media. With this, you Google it and you come up with a website that tells you it's happening. Listen, we'll leave that there for now. But if anyone was there last night or if anyone came across it on social media and was tempted to go along, do let us know on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32. Now, just 4 days to go to the presidential race in the United States and it's all reaching fever pitch in the battleground swing states. We're going to have the latest after this.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.